This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in July of this year, and I'm talking about no other than Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. With us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed and has lots of great news for the company, is Seamus Legan. Seamus, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you. Always good to participate.
You know what? I was impressed. I was looking at some of the news. You guys put out an incredible 10Q out on August the 15th. Revenues dwarf last year's revenues. I believe the first two quarters of this year, you guys accumulated around $3.6 million compared to around $928,000 same time last year of 2021. And I think you guys are starting to finally gain traction. Moving forward, it appears to me from the recent 10Q that operations are now profitable and that an accurate interpretation, let me ask you, do you think that's an accurate interpretation and do you expect to continue to have profitability for the operations moving forward?
Everett, I believe so. Everybody's very well aware. We've had a very difficult number of years.
Yes.
Past 2, 3, 4 years even, and as you just pointed out, this year our revenues have improved and our operations are starting to pay their own way. We've had a couple of fairly significant hurdles to overcome, and we did confirm earlier in the year that we'd received the critical access designation at the hospital. So I believe that we will have a continued profitability, small profitability in our operations. Look, we still have the corporate overhead and some corporate debt to deal with, but we're in a much better position than we were 6 and 12 months ago.
You know, you came on the show in July, like I said, around the 25th or 26th. Then you put out a press release on the 30th about first Medicare payment received. Extrapolate that, what that means to your company, and if you would go a little bit further in that and explain it to my audience, how big that is for the organization.
Well, it was the critical access designation being granted to the hospital, and in the simplest terms, that creates a slightly higher reimbursement with your same cost basis. And for a rural hospital, it's a very important hurdle to overcome. Our hope is that secures the future of that hospital, for the longer term. I think everybody's well aware we've invested many millions of dollars into these operations. So to finally have them starting to pay their own way and break even and make a small profit is a fabulous hurdle to get over.
You know, you've been on the show many, many years. That being said, we've mentioned, and you have mentioned, about the intention to build a mental and behavioral health division. Where are we at in that plans, and when do you see that coming to fruition?
You know, we just recently, literally in the last 2 weeks, started an individual who will head up that division. He will be the CEO of that division, and he is finalizing the plan, reviewing the plan that we have started, checking the numbers, if you like. We want to be very careful, Everett, at this stage of our, where we are. We want to be careful that we have an accurate projection of capital requirement and what we expect. So we're quite excited about this division. We think that this will give us a good growth opportunity in a sector where there is a massive need. And we have underutilized property that we can put to use to service this sector. So, as I said, excited that we've finally, you know, hired someone to head it up. He's got many years' experience in the behavioral health sector as a senior management, you know, in a senior management position. So, looking forward to try and get something off the ground before year end. We do want to, as I just said, be very careful with our numbers, get the capital in place, and do it properly.
You know, can you give my listeners maybe an update on the number of shares outstanding and confirm that there's no plans to do another reverse split in the near future?
That is accurate. We don't have any plan in the near future to you know, there's nothing on the table about doing a reverse. Unfortunately, we've, you know, had to do reverses quite regularly in the past.
Right.
We do have about 10 billion shares approximately, you know, issued and outstanding, but you know, the authorized share capital is 250 billion, so that gives us a lot of room for any of our investors who convert their debt or their convertible shares. So hopefully there will not be any need for a reverse split in the foreseeable future.
Before I let you go, can you just give me and my listeners maybe just a little bit health checkup of where the company is at and how you feel that you guys have really progressed over the last, say, 6 to 12 months, and how you look to the future, how you see everything shaping up?
The simple summary for that, Everett, I've used the word stabilization many
yes.
times on your show, and I think we're at a point where we have stabilized our operations. We now need to figure how we regrow the company. And the behavioral health division is an immediate next step. We are actively looking at opportunities for acquisition again. We're very confident that we have a good management team on the ground, good financial team. You know, our filing has been timely. So we think that we're well positioned to start and regrow this company into, you know, something quite meaningful with fairly significant revenues and profitable going forward. You know, we still have, as I said earlier, we still have some corporate debt and legacy debt that we have to take care of, but we've made a lot of progress over the last year, 6 months on all of those things, and look forward to, you know, what the future holds for us.
Company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is Renova Health Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. And I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 30 or 40 days. Give us an update. I love what I'm seeing on the 10Q, and I wish you nothing but the best in the future.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to get some information out to our shareholders and listeners.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.